welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
I know that whether you were at camp or not, you can make camp with Jesus if you want to, wherever you are. I know that whether you're in a tent, or whether you're in a caravan, or whether you're in a hotel, or whether you were just at home, if you just say, God, come and make yourself real, he will do that. If you just say, Jesus, I want to know really who you are, he will do that. I love the reality of the presence of God. It's tangible. You can experience God more and more and more. Like we've already heard two or three or four times, God is huge. He's massive. He's everywhere. And in that, he still knows you and me intimately, every detail. That's God. He's huge. His love is huge. His mercy is huge. His grace is huge. And yet he wants to focus all of who he is into all of who you are. That is amazing. And in the book of Psalms, it says, What is man that you are mindful of him? And I just loved some of the stories and even going fishing. It's a passion of Terry. God loves passionate people because he can use them and lead them and flow through them. And as Kingdom Faith, we are a passionate people. We're passionate about the presence of Jesus, the power of Jesus, and bringing that into the life and the world that we live in. I know some of you here for the first time this morning. You're really, really welcome. I know the presence of the Lord is here because he said, where two of you gather. We're not here just to do theatre. We're not here to do a production. We're not here to do a pantomime. We're here because we want to celebrate Jesus this morning. But in that celebration is, Jesus, I don't just want to celebrate you. I want you to use me more. One of the things that I did experience this week, it's a funny kind of thing, really, is the reality that you cannot hide anything from Jesus. You can't run far enough or jump high enough. We cannot fool ourselves enough to think that Jesus is not interested. Because he is. You can't bury it deep enough or try and ignore something long enough and hope it will go away. Jesus says, no, come to me. Give it me and you'll never see it again. I love that about Jesus. I love that about, it doesn't just wave a banner of love over our lives, but his love touches us and changes us eternally. I love that. I love that. And Father, I pray right now, whether we are at camp or not, you're still the same. Whether we were in those tremendous times of just the weightiness of Jesus or not, you are still weighty and you are still who you say you are. I thank you that you move powerfully and you still move powerfully. I thank you that you spoke powerfully and you still speak powerfully. I thank you that you poured out lots in these last 7 days. But I thank you that you've got even more to pour out in these coming days. I thank you that you moved in healings and miracles and you revealed yourself as Savior. But I know that there's more to come. I know that you've brought provision into people's lives and freedom into people's lives, but I know there's more to come. I know there is. just in this moment, it just feels a bit like a God moment right now. I just love to pray for us and for you and for your households, for your families. Father, I thank you that you are the Lord God Almighty, that the heavens and the earth, they're filled with your glory. I thank you that all of heaven resounds because of your presence. But I thank you that over every household, every family, every married person, every single person, every young man, every young woman, every child, every man, every woman, that you want your presence to come upon our lives increasingly. I thank you that for those of us in the room that know you as Savior, let today be a day of knowing that you are the God who never forsakes us and never leaves us. That you are totally involved in every aspect of our life. And you want to change and strengthen and make whole and make well every person. So I speak your abundant blessing, your outrageous goodness over every home represented here. Fill every house with your presence, Lord. Fill every marriage with your presence, Lord. Fill every life with your presence, Lord. Increase, Jesus, so that we will decrease. Increase in your glory so that we would decrease. Increase in your mercy so that we would decrease, oh God. We want to see Jesus lifted up over Worthing, over Rustington, over East Preston, oh, over this part of the country. We want to see Jesus lifted up. Jesus celebrated. And we want to see multitudes coming into the same experience of God that we have had. Because I know that you did everything that you have done so that a life would be changed as a result. I know it. I know it, Jesus. And Father, I just thank you that where there's pain, you take it right now. You came to take our pain. I know you did that. I know where there's just that sense of lostness. You came to find those that were lost. You have never changed with your plan and your purpose for our lives. I thank you for those people here who just are asking so many questions about what if. Jesus, come and take the if away. Jesus, come and remove the if. If you're willing, I am. If you can, I can. If you're able, I am able. I thank you right now. You remove the if from our thinking and the if from our hearts. If God is really for me, he is for you. Ha! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In a moment, we're going to have an opportunity to give. It's interesting because Andy kind of challenged my thinking with that the other day, which is always a good thing, is we're giving back God what it is anyway. But it is like a payment, if you like. But we're going to give to the Lord in a moment. If you're here for the first time, then there's absolutely no obligation from the Lord or from us for you to give anything. If you want to, that's great. If you don't, that's great too. If you haven't got anything to give, then come and see me and I'll give you something to give. Because givers give. If you're young, we've got a few of the young guys here this morning. It's great to see you guys. If you've got something to give as well, that would be brilliant. If you want to do that, if you haven't, again, come and see me and I'll give you something, because I just feel in my heart that as we give this morning, God is going to give back a good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. And we're not going to change the atmosphere at all. We're not going to do a fast song to try and encourage you to give more. We don't want to do that. We just want to give out of this presence time that we're in right now. It's not the amount, it's the heart that we give. Hallelujah. Just going to read some of Psalm 27 as we give to the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing I ask of the Lord, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. My head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. And at his tabernacle, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. And I will sing and I will make music to the Lord. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a straight path. For I am confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And here's a good thing to do. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Father, I want to thank you for every person in the room, that they can be strong in their waiting. They can be confident in the arrival. They can be excited about an outcome. They can celebrate your faithfulness. Because those who wait upon the Lord are strengthened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just as you find a seat, most of you are sat down. As you find a seat, just say hello to someone next to you. Maybe just ask them if they're doing okay. Thanks, guys. You're awesome. Brilliant. Well done, guys. Awesome. Well, as I guess some of you may have guessed, maybe you've forgotten that in August we start at 11, as I mentioned already, and we're going to kind of aim to finish around 12, just gone 12. And from next Sunday on the 9th, we're going to kind of move outside somewhere, either in the wooded area behind us or over on the playing field, and have just some time together. So we're going to be setting up a little gazebo out there and getting a barbecue going. We have some Australians here, so they can do that. Excellent. Apparently, he's a good cook, too. I've heard that this morning. So if you'd like to come and be part of that from the next four Sundays, because there are five Sundays in August, then we'd love you to bring a little bit of food for you, or maybe to share with one other or two others or whatever you want to do. But also bring friends, family. It's going to be quite an informal thing. It'll be a bit of fun. We'll get some games organised and just spend an hour or so together in the afternoon on Sunday. Is that okay? Cool. If you are kind of into barbecuing, which most blokes are, I've heard. Thank you. Then if you'd like to kind of host that part of it, the barbecue-y bit, are we going to... Okay, so we're going to set something up. If you would like to kind of be involved in hosting one of these Sundays, so that's the 9th, 6th, 23rd and 30th, you could have a word with... almost spat my teeth out then. If you could have a word with Richard at the end of service, that would be brilliant. Just some more kind of headline news for you. I had a really, really positive email from the organisers of the carnival at Broadwater, which we were part of on the 18th of July. Great. I know Richard would have kind of thanked people last Sunday. Great time. I don't know whether he told you, probably did it. Four people became Christians during the day, gave their lives to Jesus. There were also three recorded tangible healing miracles on that day, which was awesome. But the email from the lady this morning also encouraged us because together we raised just over £10,000. That's all right, isn't it? And I've been asked to ask, so I'm going to do that, if you are involved with a local charity that you would like to be considered as a beneficiary from next year's event, in other words, not this 10,000, but the next 20,000, then if you can send details into the carnival organisers, which can be found online, if you don't know where that is, just come and see me at the end of service. So the 10,000 for this year, obviously, will be supporting charities that registered last year. But that's got a good four people say, three healing and raising £10,000. I think that's pretty good for 8 hours' work. No, was it even eight? It was six. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I said, so in August, we'll all be together as one big family. There are some crazy stuff and toys out. If you would prefer to take the little kids out, we can find another little space. For those guys, absolutely no problem at all. Big, big event coming up on Wednesday the 12th, which is our next Impact Worthy prayer meeting, which will be in here. How many of you know that prayer changes stuff? How many of you know that when you pray, you get changed as well? Okay, so there's something really dynamic when we meet together as the house of prayer. It multiplies exponentially the potential. Really too big showy off words for a Sunday morning. Basically what that means is that however you see your own personal prayer life being, whether it's good, bad or indifferent, when you pray with others, it enhances you, it enriches you, it encourages you, it challenges you. And the Bible puts it this way: one of you can sort out 1,000 issues, but two of you 10,000. So on August the 12th in here from 7:30 till about 9, we'll gather together, we'll have a bit of chat and a bit of kind of just tea and coffee stuff. And then at 8 till 9, we will pray for an hour and God will move and transform the town. The second, well, third piece of really information on here is some of you may or may not be aware that in the week, Sheila Bucock got promoted to glory, to be with Jesus. And Anne is here. Her daughter, Mike, is somewhere. He's, okay. I'm not just saying this because Anne is in the room, but I had the privilege of being one of the last people and Janet and I to visit. And I know as family, I just want to say thank you to everybody that just went with Sheila and had praise and worship. They pray and they were reading. I haven't seen a better death in my entire life. Just full of the presence of Jesus and faith and just full of hope for her family and just expectation that God is going to use this to see other people give their lives to Jesus. Not at one time did I hear Sheila moan, groan or complain. And it's like that is God. So on this coming Wednesday, which I think is the 5th of August, on behalf of Anne and Michael and the rest of the family, we'd like to invite you to be part of this celebration of Sheila's life. So that's going to take a long time. All right, it's 86 years of living for Jesus. That's at Rustington Methodist Church. I have got one card, which was really nice, that I got in the post. If you want to have a look at that to get the postcode and details, then you can. It's actually at Claymore Road. Is that how you say that? Claymore Road. But as I know that everybody would love, as many of you as possible, to come to that. There's also a tea afterwards in the church lounge for sharing of memories. And again, that's going to take forever, right? We've all got great memories of just knowing Sheila. So that's going to be a book out the whole of the afternoon for that, and probably part of the evening. All right, because there's a lot of memories and a lot of celebrating, so that's going to be brilliant. And then, again, if you're here for the first time, you're really, really welcome. If you could take a moment at the end to fill out one of these welcome cards, you can either do that where you're sitting or when you're having a coffee, or just at the info point and one of the Connect guys will help you. And if you haven't got one of the current church lives, then there is one here. On the back are some details about picnics and loads of information in there about what we're doing as church. Is that okay? I'm about to change mic. We have 2 minutes. Hello. Okay. If you've got your Bible, just look at this one scripture. If you haven't, it's going to come up behind me. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says this. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, all of its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so that as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, and we heard about that great testimony from Jamal, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. There's another scripture that kind of reinforces that. A couple of verses later, it's in the same chapter. It's verse 18 to 20 that says this. But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts but one body. And here is my closing, leaving thought for you. When one part of your body is soothed, comforted, cleansed, made well, made whole, it's not only that part of your body that benefits, but your whole body benefits. Is that okay to say that? I know not everybody has been to faith camp, but let me tell you, everybody benefits. I know maybe not everybody has had the opportunity to invest the 7 days in the way that some of us have, but the whole body benefits. So as a congregation, as church, as Kingdom Faith that meets in Worthing, Crawley and Horsham, as well as up in Scarborough, in Taunton, in London, as a church, we have grown in the last 7 days. You've grown as well because you're part of it. You've been enriched as well because you're part of who we are. You've been strengthened as well because you're joined with who the rest of us are. So whether you've been up the A1M or not, the breakthroughs, the weightiness, the pressings, the crying, all of the stuff that has happened has enriched all of us. So I thank God that God doesn't favor one part, he favors every part. I thank God that he's not just interested in the bits that show above our clothes, but he's interested in the bits that don't as well. So I thank God for you, because I know whether you were there or not, you've been praying, you've been reading a Bible, you've been doing the best you can with God's help. But let me just tell you that we've gone up a gear in the last 7 days. Things have just changed in Kingdom Faith, and we are Kingdom Faith. So I just want to say thank you for sticking in there. Thanks for everybody that went round to Richard and Sharon's house the other Sunday. That was a brilliant time. I missed it. And I'm just going to finish with this. I found this week really difficult for one reason, really, and it was this. There was a whole lot of stuff going on, all right, and it's brilliant, but you weren't all there. And I had to deal with that, but that's why, for me, it was a bit of a funny week. It's never happened in the 30 camps I've been to. This year, it was just a bit weird. It's like,
Oh, I just miss all these people. Even the ones with dogs. Even the ones with cats. And that was God's grace, right? Yeah. So let's just all stand together, shall we? And again, I know we've done this before, but if the two sides can kind of face into the middle, is that all right? And just look at each other. That's it. Just turn that one and turn that way. What a great bunch of people God's given us. I know we're not all here today because some people are on holiday, some people are working, but we need each other. We want to pray for one another. We want to encourage each other, don't we? We want to share the stories and the goodness of God. Everybody here has got a story. Everybody's got a story about what God has done in their life. And everybody needs to hear the story. So as we close now, just, okay, I'm going to take this person for a coffee or a tea now. And I'm going to tell them my story. And I'm going to listen to their story. Is that all right? Bless you. So we'll be here next Sunday at 11. If you want to come a bit earlier, that is absolutely fine. Don't come at 10, though. Actually, do come at 10 because we pray at 10. Sorry, did I really say that? Come at 10 and pray because that'll be brilliant. Is that all right? Bless you. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome week. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.